It is Wednesday, March the 26th. Welcome to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the show. As always, I want to thank the patrons of the podcast. If you go to patreon.com/the Mind and Fitness Podcast, there's a couple dozen of you that are out there helping me every single week, month, and year, throwing a few bucks in the tip jar to help keep this podcast available to everybody for free. So wanted to thank you for that. Now, the next couple of weeks, so today, March the 26th, as I record this, it's March 25th, but March 26th. And then April 2nd is going to be part one and part two of an interview with an LCSW from the East Coast named Sean Hershey. Sean reached out to me a few weeks ago, and we recorded this really great interview that I wanted to run 20 or 25 minutes of pop at. And the other thing that I wanted to do was promote his podcast, which is coming up. Expressed some interest to me in saying that wanted to start a podcast. And I think that podcasts in this space, particularly by men, is something that is really sort of lacking, and it's nice to kind of have that. So just search Mind Body Medicine for Chronic Pain wherever you get your podcast. Follow the show so you'll be first to know when the weekly episodes start to air. The first episode is going to come out on Sunday, April the 6th, so shortly after part two of this airs, and then you can expect another one the following Sunday. So a little background on Sean. He teaches you how to use psychological and emotional modalities to heal from chronic pain. His promise to you is that he will share clear and correct information about healing chronic pain from his personal experience and his professional knowledge so that you have the education that you need to heal. And even more importantly, to provide you with the company of someone else walking this path so that you don't have to do it alone. If you want to learn more about him, go to mindbodymedicineforchronicpain.com. If you want to reach out, SeanHersheyLCSW@gmail.com. If you want to get all the correct spellings, just check out the show notes. But this is part one with Sean Hershey and I. Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein, here with a new guest today in the TMS therapy world. Reach out to me via email. It was nice getting your message. Thank you. This is Sean Hershey from Manhattan. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. And I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Screw with you a little bit, but no.
Whenever, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
36.
Okay. So like you and I were not necessarily like, we were alive when like Biggie Smalls was alive, but like, you know, we probably weren't really old enough to ever even listen to it. I don't know if you're even into hip hop, but anytime I hear someone say Brooklyn, I think of, Biggie did a freestyle back in his heyday where he let it off by yelling "Where Brooklyn at?" like 4,000 times. So that's what I think of when people say Brooklyn.
Well, here I am coming at you live from Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, it's great to have you here. I have looked at some of your content, and of course, we'll plug and promote all that stuff as the episode rears on. But tell us some of your background. What do you do for a living, you know, in this space and that kind of thing? And then we'll Tarantino and go backwards.
Sounds good. So I am a therapist. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I have been a therapist for 10 years. And I found this mind-body healing work for myself about 2.5 years ago now. And it has worked. So, I mean, I've had really bad IBS and pretty bad hip pain as my main symptom imperatives over the course of my life. And I've had a bunch more. You know, once one understands TMS, one can look back at their life and think like, oh, I've had a lot of symptom imperatives. But those are the two that like really sidelined me and messed me up and threw my life off track and made me miserable and made, you know, doctors, all different kinds of, you know, just desperation to like get better. And both were TMS. And since finding this work, both have improved so significantly. Like I don't have chronic IBS anymore. Like that's not a chronic problem anymore. It's become so chill. The hip pain is like the last symptom imperative I'm still working on. Where I would say every day I have moments where I don't have hip pain, and every day I have moments where I do. And, So it's not chronic pain anymore, but I know it can still get better. So I know there's more work to do, which is, you know, exciting and frustrating and all that. But this work has been so profoundly helpful for me that I was like, I have to offer this. You know, like, I am a therapist. Like, I can do this. This is my job. Like, I have to offer this. And I have been. Informally at first, I was working with my existing clients, you know, just integrating this stuff in with somebody who had IBS, somebody who had OCD, actually, and had really good results with both clients, which was awesome. And now, as of last year, I started advertising, like, you know, this is what I do. I am a mind-body therapist, and this is what I work with people on. So that's what I do now.
So you were a therapist for 7.5 years before you found the mind-body work. There's quite a few people that I've interviewed that are in this space that entered the, you know, they had some other career and then they entered the space after they found mind-body work, kind of went, you know, went backwards, did the whole schooling thing and training thing and then got into therapy. You were in this line of work before. Did you come now looking back to like your schooling or even continued education? Was there anything in this realm that you can recall that came up during your schooling or training or anything?
No, honestly, no. Like, which is sad to say, but like, basically, no. I mean, the way that I've come to think about it now is that, well, let me start with this. TMS work is deeper than other emotional work. And the reason why is because the TMS model is about learning to just feel your emotions and not be afraid of them. And when you do that, you feel them and they pass and they no longer cause fear and they're no longer a threat to you. Most of the modern psychological theories that are like the most popular today, like cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectical behavioral therapy or those things are mostly about how to not feel your emotions, like different strategies to like manage your emotions or get rid of your emotions or not feel your emotions.
Yeah.
And while that can be helpful, like honestly, truly, if you're in a crisis state, other than that, it's really not. Like so much of the stuff that I was trained in, and there are older forms of therapy that are like psychoanalysis or more psychodynamic therapy, which I was trained in to an extent. Those things are certainly better and they'll give you more of a holistic experience. And those were the kinds of psychotherapy that were popular at the time that Dr. John Sarno was writing his books and practicing and developing his theories. But therapy has evolved in a way that's become very problem-solving and very like, you know, trying to fit the capitalist agenda of like getting people back to work or out of their heads and, you know, into productivity. And that stuff is not very helpful. And a lot of what I was trained in, unfortunately, was in that model. And it's not good stuff. This is better by far.
You know, I'm glad that you said that because I know that the gold standard seems to be cognitive behavioral therapy. And as I understand it, and straighten me up if this is incorrect, because you're going to know better than me. But it's basically, let's just say you go to a therapist about a specific problem and the whole focus is to like reframe what occurred and sort of almost like basically back yourself up, reframe the situation like that kind of, there's not really a divulgence into how did this make me feel. And a lot of times I feel like, you know, situations, whether it's a traumatic event or how someone made you feel, if you do kind of back up and just kind of reframe the situation, yes, I sort of guess that's helpful, but there's always this part of you that's probably like, no, like, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Or like, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Like, but it sort of diminishes or takes that away. Is that incorrect?
No, fully agree. That's the key difference between like cognitive behavioral therapy is about, it's about like the connection between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. But the main intention of cognitive behavioral therapy is change your thoughts and your behaviors so that you will change your feelings.
Yeah.
And the intention there that's underneath that is like don't feel your negative feelings, rationalize them away instead. And TMS therapy is truly the opposite of that, which is like,
say it sounds exactly the opposite.
and it is more effective to help people live, and has been for me by far effective in helping me to live a good life, because rather than being afraid of your feelings and trying to rationalize them away under its cognitive behavioral umbrella, rather than doing that with a TMS umbrella, you're just allowing your feelings. You're not being afraid of them. You're certainly not trying to rationalize them away. And if, say, you're pissed off, okay, say, you know, like whatever you're saying, like fuck that guy. Okay, say you feel that way. Fine. Let yourself feel that.
Yeah.
It'll last for a little while. You're a human being who's allowed to feel that. And then it'll pass and you'll have a different feeling later. And you don't have to be afraid of it.
How can you?
And that changes the whole physiology.
How can you, like, elevator pitch a, because that's a term that, is often, it's said a lot in like the books in this space and videos and podcasts in the space and whatever, feel your feelings. Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? Like little, like my 10-year-old, like, she's going through a lot of heartache and stuff. I think part of it's being a tween, but just part of it is like, she's a big feeler and all these kind of things. And there's a lot of avoidance around maybe actually like processing situations. How can you tell somebody to feel like, what does that mean? I guess break that down. How, cause you probably get people that come into your office that, you know, like, what do you mean, Sean? Like, how do I do that? What does that mean? What's the sort of the quickest access to being able to do that? And what does it mean?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because it is a process. I mean, I think maybe the best thing to I can share for myself, I remember very clearly, I was new to this work. I had just gone on like a really, really miserable vacation with my boyfriend at the time, this guy who I was dating. And the vacation was so, I was not in a good place. And then we land, you know, the plane lands, go back to his apartment. I grab some of my stuff, and then I'm on a train ride, which, you know, he lived deep in Queens. I lived deep in Brooklyn, and it was an hour and a half train between the two. So already I've done this kind of miserable trip, had this, the whole plane ride, dealt with the airport, and now I still have an hour and a half before I get home. So yeah. I'm miserable, and I'm on the busy street in Queens with a stupid rolly bag behind me and it's just like bump, 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 people everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, fuck my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in that moment, I, as much as this is a terrible low point, I had a really important epiphany where I was like, whoa. This is exactly what I'm trying to do in my recovery. Rather than at this time, start to think to myself, oh no, here it comes. I'm miserable.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? What's going to make me feel better? Oh no. Rather than bring the oh no energy to that, just bring the okay energy to that. Like, I'm miserable right now. I am literally miserable. Bumping people out of the way. People are staring at me. The noise of this stupid thing. I still have an hour and a half on the train. I just want to be home. Okay, like whatever I'm feeling, okay, just feel it. And when you tune into feeling your feelings, like you'll feel them in your body. Like you will physically feel them. Like you'll feel them in your stomach, you'll feel them in your chest. You will feel them somewhere. That's the second thing. And then the third thing is that most of us don't have motivation to feel our feelings. Like feeling sucks. So it's much easier and feels better to run away from them and avoid them. But if you have chronic pain and you are able to listen to it, basically, like if you understand TMS theory and you know that you have to listen, you know that if you're having pain, it's an emotional or psychological issue. That gives you the motivation to feel your feelings. Because without that, why would you choose to feel that? Why would you lean into it? But if you're having pain, use that as the motivation, you know, better feel your emotions than get stuck in chronic fear around your physical symptoms and chronic activation of the nervous system, chronically fearing your emotions. You know, just feel it.
Who came to you 2.5 years ago and said your IBS or your hip pain is a problem like this? Or what did you come across? Or how did you get there?
It was Nicole Sachs was the first that I found.
Okay.
A friend of mine turned me on to her website. My friend had gone to one of her retreats.
Okay.
And turned me on to the website. And it was actually funny. It was a friend who is a colleague, and I consult with her about we consult with each other. Like, I'll ask her for advice about my clients. She asked me for advice about her clients. And I had a client who wanted journal prompts. And I was like, I don't do journaling. Like, you know, to my friend Laura, I was like, just like, give me some good journal prompts. And she was like, you should look into the work of Nicole Sachs, because she's like all about journaling. And then she asked me, does your client have chronic pain? And I was like, yeah, the client does have chronic pain. How did you know that? And then, you know, Laura was like, well, because the client has a whole history of trauma, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow. In my head, I'm like, I also have chronic pain.
Yeah.
So like, I feel so called out in this moment. So let me go to this website, which I did do. And I mean, right when I saw it, I was like, oh, I see. Like, this is for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll forward this information to my client, but like, this is really for me. That was the beginning of it for me.
And then which books or which resources or whatever did you personally dive into for help with your issues, or which ones maybe spoke to you the most?
Yeah.
And why do you think it was that? Because one thing I say on this show all the time is, like, you know, I've interviewed pretty much every living doctor that is super popular in this space. I've interviewed at some point, and mm-hmm. most of them multiple times. They call it different things. They have different titles of books. They might even have different methodologies in the way they describe it. But to me, as an outsider looking in, they're all saying exactly the same thing, even if they're calling it different things. But
yeah.
Each to their own. Like, you can also, you and I could say the same thing to a group of people, and half of them are going to resonate with whatever you're saying, and half of them are going to resonate with me. It's just the way that it is. So which ones kind of spoke to you, and why do you think that is?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this, first of all, you're so right. It's awesome how prolific your show is, because yes, I've listened to a lot of the episodes of you interviewing a lot of different people. So my intention in coming on this your show is, like, I want to be able to, like, help people, because I have come to your show, I've come to Nicole Sachs's show, I've come to so many things with the intention for me of, like, I need more information, I am healing and I need help, I need guidance. So yes, this is exactly what I want to do. The things that were most helpful for me, I mean, I followed Nicole Sachs's Journal Speak stuff. I read, let me put it this way. There are three parts of healing, and you are right that everybody who's doing the work and getting effective results is doing a different version of the same thing. And they, you know, we all may call it a slightly different thing. It may, you know, be like, I don't know, just couched differently in different words, but it's the same basic premise. So I think there are a lot of people who are like, I don't know who to follow. Should I follow this one or that one? The good news is, like, most people are doing different versions of these same thing. So I wouldn't stress, I'm saying this to your listeners, I wouldn't stress too much about, like, I don't know who to follow. But I'll say, so the three parts of healing, first of all, understanding that you are safe. Like, Nicole Sachs would call that, like, believe. So in that realm of the work, understanding that, like, your body is safe, you are okay. Having pain in your stomach doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with your stomach. Like, if that's been happening for years, like, that is TMS, and that's an emotional or psychological issue. So I think of that as, like, the psychological work, like, knowing that you're safe, knowing what your pain is. For me, reading Dr. Sarno and really internalizing that, and listening to Nicole Sachs's podcast and really internalizing that, that really helped with that. Second thing is the emotional work. So really digging in, knowing that, like, these emotions are these physical sensations are not coming from the fact that something's wrong with my body. They're coming from the fact that, like, I'm afraid to feel my emotions, or I'm experiencing some kind of threat. With the pain threat cycle, it's like, if there's any, you know, pain is a danger signal. So if there's any kind of threat in the mind-body system, that certainly could cause pain. Like, that's the whole purpose of pain, is to alert your body, to alert your mind, to alert the whole mind-body system that there is a threat. Oftentimes the threat is an emotion rising up into a person like myself, how I used to be, who didn't like to feel their feelings and was afraid to feel their feelings. Doing Nicole Sachs's journal speak work helped me a lot with that. Mm-hmm. So that's number two. Number three is actually the one I really want to talk about, because I think it's the hardest one to understand. Are we cool to do a deep dive on that?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. So the third part I think of, so there's like understanding there's nothing wrong with you is number one. That I think of as like the psychological work. Number two, understand, and part of that is like, you can go back to physical activity, like you're fine. That's part one. Part two is the emotional work, like making friends with your emotions so that they're not, you know, shouting at you through your body, but you're just feeling them. Number three is what, like, I know Dan Ratner would refer to part three as power work. Nicole Sachs would refer to part three as patience and kindness for yourself. Both of those didn't make sense to me. And it took, this was the part that was the hardest for me to figure out. So I hope that like I can offer this to people as you're shedding light on something, shedding new light on an old concept that hopefully will help some people understand it better. So I was last year, at the beginning of the year, I was like really doing parts one and two of this work, like hard, you know, I'm doing the emotional work, I'm believing that I'm okay. And my hip was like just not getting better. Mm-hmm. And it was actually your podcast that I heard Liz Wallenstein. And they're both excellent episodes. She's a TMS therapist. For
I was just talking about her yesterday to somebody actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's so great. She's really wonderful. She's a TMS therapist in Arizona who's from New York actually, but lives in Arizona now. And you have two episodes. There's Liz Wallenstein and then Liz Wallenstein is back. Highly people listen to both. I listened to Liz Wallenstein is back probably four times.
Wow.
All the way through. And it's like an hour plus episode. I listened to that multiple times all the way through and then was like, I need a TMS therapist myself.
Yeah.
And let me call Liz Wallenstein. So I did. And working with her was really, really wonderful and really opened my eyes to the importance of just how helpful it is to have somebody else to look at this stuff with you. So you're not doing it by yourself, and somebody who can like, just like catch your blind spot. Because when the theme is repressed emotions, there's a lot of blind spots, mm-hmm. you know, like we don't see, feel, understand everything about ourselves, but this process opens an invitation to do so.